Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Welcome to The Missing Link, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the conducive Micah Gandia. Micah, how are you?
I am great today, Sean. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, as always, and I'm excited that we had this second part of our episodes on success stories from the LinkedIn ecosystem.
Absolutely.
You know, it's amazing to me that there are people that are, you know, really spending time on the LinkedIn ecosystem and getting great results. And we hear about those stories all the time in doing the show, don't we, Micah?
We do.
And the nice thing is that because the show has a super secret private LinkedIn group, this is the place where people share these stories, right? They talk about their challenges. They say, here's what I did. Here's what I did that was successful. Here's what I did that was a failure, which is usually me, by the way, posting.
I'm a bonehead.
I'm a bonehead, right. That's the title of one of mine. I'm a bonehead. Here's a mistake I made, and here's how to avoid it. And that's why this show is very different from most podcasts you hear, because of our super secret private LinkedIn group, which is there to help facilitate success in online marketing via LinkedIn.
Yep.
And Micah, how do they get to that super secret private LinkedIn group?
Yeah. Well, if you're in the continental United States, it's very easy. You will take out your mobile device and you will text 41411. That keyword is going to be my link, M-Y-L-I-N-K. And make sure to take out that space because it will autocorrect. If you're outside of the continental United States, you will simply email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm.
That's super simple to do, folks, and we will never spam you, and we will only send you things related to the show, so go ahead and take the time to do that. And while we're at the break, be thinking about your own journey in LinkedIn, and be prepared to hear some success from two people that are one in London, right, and one in Canada, and how they kind of, you know, were a little leery at first, and then what they did to find the value in building their business through that LinkedIn ecosystem. And we'll talk about that in just a moment.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
We are back from the break and continuing on our journey of learning how others have been successful on LinkedIn. And Micah, we have two not only extraordinary guests, but international guests.
I know, so exciting. We, you know, Singapore, Brazil, and now we've got Denise Allison from Canada, Nova Scotia, and we've got Dan Rice from London. And we love them because they listen to our show, Sean.
We're such narcissists, yes.
And they're active and just amazing people. So I'd like you to connect with them. I'll give you all of their information in our show notes, but I'll let them introduce themselves right here.
Dan, Denise, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Dan first, and then we'll get to Denise. Because Dan, you get to be number one because you got my attention when you created up a listicle of podcast shows you enjoy, and we were number two. So, you know, that's a great way to get people's attention, by the way. If you ever want to get to someone online, do a listicle post where you put them in there. Great way to start a conversation. So Dan, thank you for being on the show. And tell us, our audience, a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, I used to work for an IT company as a specialist working on membership companies, but then started working for a startup. And as part of that, I have to go out and get new customers. And so I started using LinkedIn and doing tactics such as writing that post to try and grab more attention from more people. So I think I underestimated just how much that would be appreciated by the podcast hosts. and the people that I was talking about. Yeah, it's been a very effective tactic, and it's something that I've carried on doing over time to keep on growing new contacts for JivJab.
And what is JivJab, to be specific? What is exactly the type of services you guys provide?
Okay, so we are a training course marketplace. So my position is to find training providers who then list their courses with us. And then we have a marketing team and a whole team of people that then market these courses to our network and to people via the website, and then go out and find new customers as well.
So very much of a digital online business where you're taking digital content from authors, from trainers, putting that together, helping promote it, helping drive online sales to that. Is that essentially correct?
It's online sales, but there is the capacity for online or in-person courses. So they can be delivered predominantly in London at the moment, but the idea is to go international eventually.
Understood. Now, Denise, you being in Canada, you are doing you're kind of new to the LinkedIn journey. Am I correct? This is kind of new for you based on listening to the show?
Yes, I am. This new year, I made it my mission to use LinkedIn properly. I'd been using it for a few years and I had all kinds of connections, but I never posted anything and never really interacted with my contacts. So I came across your show and started listening to some of the tips that you provided, because I didn't really know where to start and what I should do to start using LinkedIn the right way. So I came across the podcast because I listen to them a lot while I'm driving, and then I went from there.
So what is it exactly as the service? So you had these LinkedIn connections and you'd been on there, not really quite sure what to do. And so why were you interested in getting back in LinkedIn? What is your company? What is the type of service that you're doing?
Right. So my business is Strategro, and we provide tools to help entrepreneurs identify and overcome challenges and grow their business. And we started off by doing a lot of consulting, but we're moving into doing a lot of still a lot of consulting, but by distance. And I want to grow that into more of an online business and provide online training at some point. So I need to raise my online profile in a better way.
Wow. So you really, both of you kind of share a similar characteristic, which is using the online ecosystem to drive more educational information, if you will, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you have educational information and you want people to consume it either online or in person, et cetera. Am I essentially correct?
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. That's perfect. Cool. All right, good. Because I will tell you that when people are thinking about these type of things, they're probably thinking Facebook first and not LinkedIn. So I want to start driving in. Why did you guys decide that for what you were doing, LinkedIn was something that you needed to spend more time with? So let's start with the why first, and we'll go to the how and what later. So go ahead, Dan, tell us why you said, you know what, LinkedIn is where my time should be.
Okay. Essentially, the idea is that we're going for courses that attract professionals rather than just sort of casual interest kind of courses. And so with that in mind, the LinkedIn is the platform to go to, because people are in that sort of mindset where they're talking about things that they're doing professionally, that things that they're interested in growing professionally, and where they talk to people who are like-minded. And so that was the idea of why we decided that LinkedIn was a good way to go, because it was growing a network in a professional sort of mindset kind of way.
Right. So instead of going after everybody in the world like Facebook, which is enormous reach, you were thinking the context of this network being more professional, being people that may want to expand or improve their professional skills. This is probably the better ecosystem, because while it's smaller, it was the place where you thought they should be, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And Denise, what about you? Because you'd been there for a while. I mean, again, because you've done consulting, you kind of know, you know, here's all these different networks out there. Here's online marketing. What was that driver that said, you know what, now I really need to start paying attention to this LinkedIn, even though you'd been on there and collecting connections over time?
Right. It's for a lot of the same reasons. My customers are entrepreneurs, so they're professionals. And to be transparent, I do have a Facebook page. I mean, Facebook, it targets everybody, and not everyone is in the frame of mind that they want to talk business. On LinkedIn, everyone is there for the same reason. They want to network and they want to build connections and they want to make new contacts. So when you're speaking to them, you don't catch them off guard if you talk about your business. That's kind of what's expected. And I also have a lot of contacts who are in that professional sphere, whereas Facebook, I have a lot of friends, family, people I knew from university. It's a different audience, and it also has a lot more potential.
Boy, you can tell these people listen to the show, Mike. I love everything they say.
True.
All right, so let's go in and let's start talking about tactical things, because you convinced yourself based on everything that this is where you're going to be spending your time and attention for online marketing. Maybe not the sole place, but certainly a part of that ecosystem when you're looking out there. So let's talk about some specifics. I want to know, you know, kind of what you started with, Dan, and where you kind of grew. What were some of the issues that you faced? What were some of the successes that you had? Because this is a success show after all. But to be successful, you had to have a problem first. So I want to hear about problems. I want to hear, you know, what were the challenges, what you were doing, and where you found success in them. So Dan, I'll go with you first.
Okay. Well, I mean, to start off with, we'll go back to when I was leaving my last job. I had about 200 people on my LinkedIn profile, and they were all either IT developers or current customers from my last company, which was completely irrelevant to the company I was moving to. So I went on a bit of a land grab exercise and trying to get as many people as possible without really sort of doing anything controlled. And I managed to get up to about 800 people without any sort of real tactics or anything, just approaching people, talking to them, telling them what I was doing. But it was only when I got to around the latter part of 2015 that I started to put any real sort of structure and strategy and tactics into place. And a lot of that's down to various podcasts and, well, mainly yours that I've been listening to that helped me put all this sort of stuff into place. In terms of how I've been doing that, I've been approaching people and trying to have real conversations with them. So starting with the first level of engagement, either through the invitation or through speaking to them in groups, and then trying to have a real conversation rather than just clicking a like or doing the very minimal I can to show that I've actually been there, trying to engage in a real discussion.
That's interesting because, again, let me just pare it back what you said, is that you're trying to have a meaningful conversation. And to that end, have you been using the LinkedIn messaging system? Is that how you do it? Or are you trying to move it offline to a phone call? Or are you trying to keep it to an email? Talk about that. Because obviously, if you're connecting with people and then the next step is, hey, let's talk more. How are you doing that? Are you go through a little bit more detail on that.
Okay, well, the original engagement will all take place on the LinkedIn Messenger, but it really depends on the customer and how much they want to talk to me about, because sometimes LinkedIn Messenger will be enough to get them to have a look at the website and understand what we're all about, but sometimes they'll want to find out a bit more about us, and that usually leads to either a Skype telephone conversation or a mobile phone call. To expand on everything that they've been asking about. Usually I can cover it with a couple of videos and a couple of explanations using the Messenger app, but I do like to expand on that with a personal conversation as well.
So you're providing resources in this communication. You're saying, here's a video, here's something for you to look at. And at least in that initial, hey, this is who I am. I'm not a bozo. I don't want to waste your time. Here's something of value to you, and using that as the conversation starter. Would that be a correct assessment?
Yeah, and a lot of the time, what I will do is I will also, depending on who it is and what they're publishing online, is either recommend a book or a resource online that they can use to help them build their business. Most recently, I've been recommending Key Person of Influence by Dan Priestley to people that are just sort of getting started in the training game and want to know more about how to make a bit of an impact out there. And of course, I recommend you guys as well as something to listen to. So yeah, just resources like that that help people get people started from a place of having no one and no network to having a full on network professionally.
So Denise, let's talk about yours for a second. What is your story? What were you starting out with? Because obviously you're fairly new to the game, right? I mean, you started at the beginning of the year, you started your learning. So what has kind of been working for you? What are some of the stumbling blocks you've been running into?
All right. So my challenges were raising awareness of myself and my business and also making meaningful connections. So based on some of the things that I had learned from listening to your podcast is when I sent out my invitations, I'd always personalize them and say, this is the reason why I want to connect. Or if I already knew them in some context, I make a note of that. And I also picked up, there was a tip said once that if you don't really know them and you work with them at your current business, I definitely learned that from the show. And I had been sending out messages to people to get in touch with them again. And I started out with the people who came up most often in my newsfeed on the main page of LinkedIn, just saying, hi, I've been thinking of you, or I've noticed your posts. I just wanted to get in touch and say hello. And then another thing that I've been doing is if somebody engages with me on something that I post, or they endorse me, or they liked one of my updates, then I'd always send them a message and say, thank you for liking my post, and ask them how they are and what's been going on.
Wow. You mean our advice actually works? Holy cow, Mike.
Wow. I've heard that show.
Yeah. I think, oh my gosh. And this is great, guys. And again, we truly, truly appreciate you being listeners. But more importantly, it is about how you're actually applying these things and the success that you're getting. And I applaud you for taking the time. And that's something else, too, I want to talk about. You know, Denise, what is the amount of time that you're spending on that? Because I think that's the other scary part, too, is, oh my gosh, I'm going to be spending weeks upon weeks and getting no results. What is and how you kind of budget your time on the LinkedIn ecosystem?
Right. So I try not to spend too much time, or else I would spend all day. Every week I post a blog post. So I spend some time putting that in and putting a little intro to what it is. And I try to post something once a day, or maybe 4 or 5 times a week. So maybe it's sharing an article, or sharing something, or sharing something that someone else has said. And then I spend not too long, maybe getting in touch with people that pop up or that I think would be an important contact to reconnect with. And that's usually maybe 5 to 15 minutes a day. It just, it depends on the day, and it depends if I'm inspired by something or not.
That's so really completely reasonable.
Yeah, it is completely reasonable. And the thinking is that you're just thinking about it, and it doesn't have to be a time suck. If you're spending 5 to 15 minutes, if you're perusing the newsfeed, if you're just logging in, for goodness sake, and just kind of looking around and thinking, what can I accomplish that would be easy to do or effective for me to do, or something that has value, then of course, then your time is very, it doesn't need a lot of time. What about you, Dan? How's your time allocation to LinkedIn? How do you fit it into everything that you're doing?
I tend to work on quite a tight schedule of blocking out things for times for certain activities. And so that means that there are 2 blocks of 1 hour a day, which incorporate the time for going on LinkedIn and for going around the groups, for writing content, for speaking to people who are potentially going to work with us and potentially going to be our customers. So I work quite strictly within the blocks, because I've taken on board some of the things from like the 4-hour work week and how that and how he likes to work, and not spending too much time doing things which are just taking up time for the sake of it. But then by focusing the time, then you make better progress within that time. And so that's really where the focus of my attention goes, within making sure that I make sure that I'm doing the right activities at the right time within those blocks.
Excellent. And I think that, again, you know, I love the idea of having a work schedule. You know, I think it's so easy, especially if you're on your own, to be, you know, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it, et cetera. But having, you know, a work schedule, here's my blocks of time. Here's how my day, week, months are going to be allocated. Because really, when you're small, time is the most precious resource you have. It's even if you, you know, if you're a huge company, it really becomes precious. So time management is certainly the key, but it doesn't have to mean that you have to spend a lot of time doing something. You just have to spend time doing something. All right, so let's talk about Pulse for a second, because as you know that we did a whole series about, you know, publishing on LinkedIn and, you know, how that works and why you should do it, et cetera. And Dan, I'm going to start back with you again, because obviously you got our attention with your listicle post. And so I wanted to go back through that. I want to go back, you know, kind of your experience on publishing in the LinkedIn ecosystem, how that has helped you or not helped you, or the challenges that you have with. So Dan, we'll start with you and go to Denise next.
Okay, this has definitely been my most successful area of LinkedIn, if I'm completely honest. It's led to a lot of great things happening, actually. The first one was, there's a TV show in England called Come Dine With Me. I don't know if you have it over there, but when I was actually in the hallway for our offices, I actually had a guy come up to me and said, I recognize you from somewhere. And it took us about 10 minutes to work it out between us that he'd actually read one of my Pulse posts. And he was working as a producer of the show called Come Dine With Me, which was quite a bizarre experience that he'd actually managed to see me through Pulse, and he had no connections to me other than that. So that was a very strange experience. And I think that's sort of a symptom of the fact that it's gaining me a bit of notoriety with people.
Right.
So people are starting to sort of know who I am when I start to speak to them and what I'm all about. So I've actually managed to speak to quite a few people who I would have thought previously, this is going to be a bit of a stretch speaking to this person. Mm-hmm. And because of articles such as that one with the podcast and everything like this, quite a few of those people actually got in touch with me and personally thanked me and said, this is what you should be doing. This is the direction you're going. And so that's been another success as well.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, actually, most recent success is in terms of writing my own blog and doing my own thing. I thought I needed to get the kind of mentor that would be able to put me on the right path. And so I approached somebody thinking they're never going to respond to me. And it took them all of 14 minutes to respond and say yes and to set it up on the basis of he said it was basically the quality of the research that went into the writing made it a bit of a no-brainer for him to work with me, as long as I would then tell everyone that I'd worked with him in future.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's so beautiful.
That is great. Wow. So Denise, what do you do? Because I'm telling you, you blog as well. You said you put out a post a week. Tell us about how you're kind of using that publishing capabilities inside of LinkedIn.
So I haven't gotten to using Pulse yet, but based on that testimonial, I think I'll have to move it up the list.
Well, let's talk about your blog post, though, because you are writing. I mean, you are putting something out there for consumption, correct?
Right. So I write a blog post and it goes out every single week. And what I do is I link to it from my LinkedIn page. And some of the success I've had is I've been doing this also since the new year, and one of the people that I connected with, I lived with in residence when I was in university, and I asked her what she was up to now, and she asked me, and I said, I have this consulting business and I'm getting into this online marketing and content marketing. And she said, wow, that's so cool. I work with a company who provides tools for content marketers. So a few weeks later, she asked me if I would consider writing a guest post for them. And I did. And then she invited me to contribute whenever I felt like it. And then I posted another infographic post. And somebody liked it, and they work for the Center for Women in Business here in Nova Scotia. And I just said, thank you for liking my post and feel free to share it with your networks. And she suggested that I get in touch with the communications director at the Center for Women in Business. And then she asked me if I would contribute to their blog. And I did. And then again, she said that feel free to contribute anytime.
Wow.
I have chills. I mean, that is so exciting and it's so affirming for just being kind on LinkedIn and reaching back out to the people who are just simply liking and you saying, thank you for liking my post. And then boom, it just blossoms into this beautiful opportunity.
Absolutely. And this is the other thing too, because I'd like Denise on this because she is starting her journey, if you will, into the LinkedIn ecosystem, right? She's getting comfortable with writing. She's getting comfortable with the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you haven't published on Pulse yet, which we would recommend. But obviously, you are starting to build up that base, that foundation that will allow you to extend further, because now you've got, you know, some real success. You've got, you know, my writing does matter. People are responding to it. I can use LinkedIn to create up those connections. I can build from those connections. And certainly I'm excited about Denise's, you know, future possibilities because, you know, over time, you're just going to get better and better and better at this and you'll get more comfortable. And all of a sudden you'll become a Pulse publishing machine. And then you'll be like, hey, you'll be back in a year from now saying, hey, you know, I started doing this stuff and guess what? So I'm very, very excited for you, Denise. I'm excited for the journey. And Dan, I cannot thank you enough, not only for flattering us with your awesome posts, but more importantly for sharing that story about how that secret weapon of continually content marketing by using the Pulse Network, by reaching out and having meaningful connections, that really, you know, really meaningful conversations, conversations. Yep. And that's the key of this, isn't it? At the end of the day, you know, is I want to talk to somebody. So guys, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your journey, your successes in this the thing that we call online marketing on LinkedIn with us. And any parting thoughts from either of you before we close out the show on that one thing our audience should be thinking or considering? And I'll start with you, Dan. We'll end with you, Denise.
The episode you did a few weeks ago in terms of the calls to action and improving them, that was something that I was severely missing from Pulse. And so I would say, I would now, having done a bit of tracking and a bit of research into this, I would definitely guarantee that you are going to get a lot better results out of it if you actually put on both calls to action, so links to other websites that you're working on, and you track those numbers. And the easiest way to do that is just use the Google URL shortener. And that'll give you basic statistics of who is clicking through. And that has been a bit of a massive value add for LinkedIn for me, and sharing those attention, those links elsewhere.
Excellent advice. Nice. Denise, what do you recommend?
I would say don't be a spectator, be an active user and get in touch with people and post things and raise your profile.
I love that. And that is a great way to end another excellent episode. Micah, you once again brought us some great stories to our show. I have to thank you as always. And
yes.
I really, again, the successes that Dan and Denise have achieved is really because they did it. And I think, Denise, you had the great ending quote, which is just don't be a spectator. You know, get in there. You're going to make mistakes. It's okay. Trust me. I make mistakes every day.
We're so good at mistakes.
But you know what? After you make a whole bunch of mistakes, you know what? You'll just get better over time. That's what we call experience. And hopefully these stories will inspire you to starting that journey to better and quality connections on LinkedIn. And at the end of the day, improve your business with it. So Micah, that's the end of another fantastic episode. And we will catch everyone next time on The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.